Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Merritt recently appeared before the court again. Our attorneys were present in San Francisco, California, asking the court to dismiss these bogus charges, 15 felony counts. That's right, 15 felony counts filed against her by the California Attorney General, who is in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Sandra Susan Merritt is our client. We have represented her both in Texas and now certainly in California. She is one of the two undercover investigators that ultimately revealed to the world what was going on behind the doors in Planned Parenthood, where they were targeting babies for abortion. They were harvesting their body parts. They were then selling them to STEM Express. And STEM Express was making catalogs of the baby body parts, making an incredible amount of profit off of this. All of this hovers around Planned Parenthood, this radical, largest pro-abortion killing machine in America. She revealed through this video what was going on. And as a result, she has been targeted by the California Attorney General, someone who is well known to be a longtime supporter of and be supported by Planned Parenthood. Never before in the history of California has the government come after media reporters for undercover investigation. And she's been a target of that. We were just in court, our attorneys were, asking the court to dismiss this case against her because it has no basis in the law.
Well, it's a brazen assault on the First Amendment, on freedom of the press, on freedom of speech. The idea being here to send a shot over the bow of anybody else who might seek to catch Planned Parenthood or any other pro-abort organization engaging in criminality. And that's what we're talking about here. These were criminal actions that were investigated and captured on video. Selling baby body parts illegally. Merritt is a hero for doing this type of investigative reporting. And so, of course, Planned Parenthood and the pro-abort powers that be are going to try to make an example of Sandra and David DeLaden, her partner, who worked with her on this. So we need to be praying. This should absolutely be dismissed outright. But in the courts in San Francisco, who knows what could happen?
You know, I just commend Sandra Merritt for what she's done. If you watch any of those videos, you know, that she created, and you see these people laughing and mocking about selling baby potty parts, and, oh, there's an eyeball, or how much do we get for a brain? Or they just make it like a comical scene instead of the tragic human genocide that is happening. You know, I just praise God for her and hers. You know, it's just a sweet grandmother, and she got all these felony counts against her, was thrown in jail, but courageously has been steadfast to do this, to educate people what's really going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's really a tragedy what's going on behind the scenes. It's, you know, it's hard to even describe this with these little innocent, helpless children that should be in the safest place in their entire life, in the womb of their mother. But then they're targeted for literally brutality, unspeakable torture, where their body parts are ripped apart, harvested, sold. They're laughing about what they see. It is despicable. It is as atrocious as what we see happening with ISIS dismembering and torturing people in the Middle East and around the world. And that's what's happening in these abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood.
It's no different.
It's no different.
And our taxpayers are funding this.
Yeah, and I think you ought to take note of some of these Hollywood people that are actors that are promoting this, like Sally Field and others as well. It just shows you the depravity of what's going on in the world, particularly in the entertainment industry, to stand behind this brutal, barbaric organization, Planned Parenthood. And we ought to take note of the people in Washington, D.C., particularly the Republicans. Obviously, the Democrats have been sold out to Planned Parenthood for many years, by and large. There's a few that are left, but very few. But some of the Republicans on the repeal of Obamacare, on the Senate side, that is, are waffling because they don't want to repeal of the funding of Planned Parenthood. There should not be a single penny going to Planned Parenthood in America or around the world.
But you know, Matt, the reality of seeing it in these videos, the importance of these videos to open your eyes, to educate you of what's really happening and open your heart, just like it happened to you, Matt, saw a video about abortion.
Yeah, in 1983, I was a pastor and knew a lot about the Bible. Studied biblical languages.
You would have supported abortion back then, right?
Back then, somebody would have asked me, I would have said, well, I think it's a woman's right, because I listened to only what was in the media until two people in Kentucky decided to take this brand new film that was released in 1983, at the beginning of 1983, called Assignment Life, and they wanted to have a mission to take this to pastors. And I was one of those first small group of pastors they showed this to. And that is something that changed my life. I ultimately became very involved in Right to Life, became a pro-life activist, and ultimately ended up going to law school and later in 1994 arguing the first abortion picketing case before the United States Supreme Court. Little did they know, these two people who took time out of their schedules, a Catholic and a Protestant, joined together to reach pastors, that there would have been a pastor in that group of people who would have ultimately had his life completely changed by that video.
I bet you just wept when you saw that, didn't you?
I was shocked by what I saw. I was wondering what planet had I been on,
right,
that I had not looked into this issue. It was so horrible that this was going on in our community, and I didn't know anything about it. I didn't take time to look at it. I encourage you to take time to look at this. Take time to find out what's going on with the issue of abortion. And you can actually Google, quote, Assignment Life, close quote, that, and there's like a 7 or 8 minute trailer. It's not the full video that I saw, but there's a 7 or 8 minute trailer that's online. This is a 1983 video. It's just as powerful now as it was back then in 1983.
And to their credit, the Center for Medical Progress and Sandra Merritt and everyone involved in that has done the same thing here. You know, the Bible talks about that those who are in doing evil, they hate the light because they want to get away with their evil and darkness. So what Sandra Merritt has done here is shined light on the evil, on the darkness that is Planned Parenthood. And so they hate when their sins are revealed. So they will attack, they'll fight back those who are engaged in evil. For instance, just one of the many, many things that they captured was this woman who has worked with the Planned Parenthood of the Rockies, or the Rocky Mountain, which I just drove by the other day, actually, in Denver, Colorado, and her laughing and joking, oh, look, it's a baby. You'll remember that.
Yeah.
Acknowledging that it's a baby as she dismembers it and parts it out like a used car, like a junk car, and sells the body parts. So just unbelievable. So to be praying for Sandra, for David DeLaden, as they are being persecuted here for shining the light of truth on the darkness that is the evil of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, pray for her. I mean, she had to give a large bond just to be able to get out of jail.
$75,000.
To get out of jail. She was in jail for 12 hours, and our attorneys were there working to get her out of jail. $75,000. She doesn't have a passport. She's a grandmother, lived in the same place for, I think, 40 years.
Absurd.
You know, she's got grown children. Imagine, you know, if your mom was charged with 15 felony counts, and she is standing strong. We're standing with her. It takes a lot to litigate this case. We were successful in getting one of the cases dismissed in Texas. We are now working on these cases against her in San Francisco, both the criminal case as well as Planned Parenthood filed this massive lawsuit against her personally. So continue to keep us in prayer. We're standing with her, and we hope that you stand with us as well, not only in your prayers, but also your financial support. Continue to remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support. Visit us online at lc.org. That's lc.org. You can make an online credit card contribution there, as well as other ways to support Liberty Counsel. You can also go to our online store, visit our store, and get some information about this issue and other issues involving the sanctity of human life, religious freedom, and the natural family. LC.org is the place to go. Join with us at Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance family, faith, and freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.